Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to Oslo to hear the story of a former government building. Called the Y-blocker, due to its shape, its future has been left in limbo since 2011, when it was hit by a car bomb during Norway's terrorist attacks. But as the city considers whether or not to demolish it, many are arguing in favour of its architectural value, especially because of the large mural on its facade, designed by Pablo Picasso. Intrigued? Let's hear more. Here's our design editor, Nolan Giles.
On a snowy winter's day last year, I found myself trudging through Oslo's city centre. When I saw a building of such a striking nature, I was halted in my tracks. A curved concrete brutalist structure, some 5 stories high, wrapped its way around a quiet corner of the city centre. With a nod to the 1950s built UNESCO headquarters in Paris, and more than a hint of the Le Corbusier style thrown into the design mix, I knew I was staring at a modernist marvel. On closer inspection, the meticulous detail of its architectural makeup became more apparent. The concrete that clambered around wooden window frames was given warmth via a rich pebble dash texture, and on one facade stood a giant fresco. In a simple, line-drawn style, it was unmistakably a work of, or a work very much inspired by, Pablo Picasso, and it scaled right up into the sky. Humbled by my discovery, I dashed to my appointment with a Norwegian architect, who revealed that indeed the mural, featuring local fishermen casting their nets into the sea, was Picasso's, and the building itself, known as Y-blocker, or Y-block, was formerly part of the HQ of the Norwegian government, an architectural masterpiece from the nation's modernist era by Erling Viksja. But why were the windows all boarded up, I asked, and where were the hordes of architectural appreciators snapping its fine walls on their phones? And then I learned the tragic story of Viksja's and Picasso's masterpiece. In 2011, just 1 month after a government consensus was reached to preserve the 1960s building and its sister building, the H Block, the car bomb attack that marked the start of the nation's most horrific terrorist incident ripped through the two buildings.
It all started around 3:30 on a quiet Friday afternoon in Oslo, the capital of Norway. Explosions from a car bomb rocked several government buildings, including the offices of the Prime Minister, killing at least 7 people and injuring dozens more.
The bomb killed 8 of the 77 people who were murdered in the bloodiest day in Norway's history since the Second World War. While both buildings were left structurally sound, security fears and the haunting memory of that day are two of the reasons why the Y Block will soon meet the wrecking ball, as the Norwegian government plans to rebuild a new HQ on this site. But many in Oslo and far beyond are fighting back for the Y Block, and when you dig a little deeper into its architectural history, it's obvious why they're doing this. Despite those more conventionally minded seeing the building as a bit of a brute, its design is in fact a true homage to the nature of Norway. That pebble-dash concrete, so warm in character, was in fact a material pioneered by Viksja, which he called his natural concrete. And it features thousands of small stones gathered from the nation's streams and rivers. The material's contrast against the sandblasted elements, which were designed to be used as giant canvases for artistic works, is so beautiful that when Picasso first saw pictures of the proposal, he dashed straight out to his garden, elated, to show his gardener just what could be achieved with concrete. It's a building of art and architecture, and Viksja even took reference from the storied staved churches of Norway in its design. These timber churches managed to be both marvelously ornate and practical in form. And when Picasso asked the architect how long his building was going to last, the reply was about 1,000 years. After all, some of these staved timber churches are still standing despite being older than 1,000 years. But while people like Siri Hume from the Society for the Preservation of Norwegian Ancient Monuments and other local action groups continue to raise awareness for this building's profound design, plans to destroy it motor ahead. There will be at least a concerted effort to somehow preserve the giant Picasso mural from the building. Yet this work's real value was in bringing both artist and architect together to create something more powerful than both of their disciplines could muster individually. To simply chop the mural off the building and place it somewhere else as a monument would be a disservice to both Picasso and Vikscha. Today, pressure mounts quickly on governments in reaction to terrorism to offer safe solutions for citizens, and these decisions are not always the best ones for the city. The Y block can no longer be seen as a safe building, but the debate surrounding its destruction points to one of the greatest challenges of our city planners. Those in office need to make us feel safe in our cities, but maintain urban fabrics that give us a sense of place, highlight history, and promote the civic pride we all crave.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Nolan Giles for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.